So the statement is very preliminary. We're still have a lot of work to do before we can confirm anything. What I can tell you is that we did receive a 911 call tonight around 8:15 p.m. It was a trouble call at Haynes Point. This is United States Park Police territory. United States Park Police did dispatch units. They responded here. They did find an unattended car along the water's edge in a parking area. So they requested the assistance of the Metropolitan Police Harbor Unit. A joint investigation from that initial call between United States Park Police and MPD. We did locate a body of an adult male in the water, not too far from where the initial call was received and the vehicle was found unattended. So right now I can tell you we do have an adult male that was recovered from the water, has been transported, is in serious condition, but is being treated at this time. So we don't have a confirmation on identity. We can't comment on too many details right now because we don't know exactly what we have. So what we do know is that there was a 911 call. It's about 8:15. We do know there was an unattended vehicle left here on the scene, and the body in the water was not too far away. So we think they were related. At this point, we really are just trying to get to the bottom of who the person is that we have, get to the, make sure that the medical treatment is received. And then when we have more information, we'll release what we have. But right now, that's all we have.
Is there a suspicion of who this person is, and is that why you're here?
Chief, you're here.
Right. Should not be here. Well, I mean, there's a lot of speculation. I mean, we got the same information that everybody else has gotten. So we've gotten information that, this 911 call, who the 911 call came from, whether this was a 911 call from somebody who's associated with the Metropolitan Police Department or not, we don't know. But, at this point, all I can confirm is that, we have a body that's been recovered from the water. We can't confirm the identity. We really can't even confirm the identity of the caller at this point. So before we say any more, we'd like to have a little time to confirm where the call came from, who the person is that we have in the water, and have some time to sort out, what we have. But I can tell you that, it probably will be a couple hours before we can confirm anything.
Did your people recognize the person? Do they know the person who they helped to pull out of the water?
The person that was recovered from the water was recovered almost, really literally within minutes of the response here and transported out. So we do identifications, by other means other than recognition. So I can't say that we have anybody that's going to confirm identity at this point. But right now there's a lot of speculation, and I wouldn't want to confirm that speculation. Out of respect for the families, those involved.